With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Back to work this morning for jurors deliberating the fate of former President Trump in his criminal trial. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston outside the courthouse in New York.
Jurors spent about 4.5 hours going over the case yesterday before being excused for the day. This morning, the court will provide them with information that they requested yesterday afternoon. The panel wants to rehear certain portions of testimony, as well as the judge's jury instructions. Once that information is provided, jurors will resume their deliberations as they decide Trump's guilt or innocence. Greg Clugston, New York.
Mr. Trump continues to denounce the trial as a sham. In his words, it's a disgrace. Mother Teresa could not beat those charges. As often seems to be the case in the past few years, the government has now downgraded its recent estimate of economic growth, reporting the U.S. economy actually grew at a sluggish 1.3% annual pace January through March. Also at SRNnews.com, critics are blasting President Biden for dipping into the nation's emergency fuel reserves. It's not the first time, and this time it comes smack in the middle of an election campaign.
President Biden announced over the weekend he'll sell off 1 million barrels from the Northeast Gasoline Supply Reserve. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre says it's about lowering the price of gas. The move comes ahead of the busy summer driving season, but also the 2024 election. Critics say it's a politically motivated misuse of that reserve, which is intended as a critical backup in the event of natural disasters or other national emergencies. Bob Agnew reporting.
Israel's military says it has seized control of a strategic corridor that runs the length of Gaza's border with Egypt. Israel says that strip of land is peppered with Hamas weapons smuggling tunnels. Wall Street having a tough go of it this morning. The Dow down 330 points. The Nasdaq is off 70 points. This is SRN News. Christians in the UK don't talk about their faith.
As the country turns away from its historic religious heritage, a new poll finds a lot of believers prefer not even mention their beliefs to others. The Impact of Faith and Life survey indicates that about 40% of Christians in Britain avoid disclosing their religious convictions publicly. Some analysts say the anti-faith environment that has come to dominate the United Kingdom is leading believers to keep their mouths shut. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of men who dress like women and dance is forming a national coalition. The organization says it will promote drag shows in small communities and provide performers with legal aid and therapy. Drag Queen Story Hour, a national program in which men dressed as women read picture books to small children at public libraries, has sparked a massive backlash across the country. Parents groups argue that taxpayer dollars should not be used to promote the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. In Louisiana, you better keep your distance.
Governor Jeff Landry has signed legislation making it a crime to knowingly approach within 25 feet of a police officer while they're engaged in law enforcement duties after the officer has ordered the person to stay back. Proponents of the new law argue it creates a buffer zone to help ensure the safety of officers. But opponents say the measure could hinder the public's ability to film officers, as was the case in the George Floyd death. Keith Peters reporting.
State of Michigan says it's willing to step in and oversee property repairs at 1,900 homes in Flint. Water pipes have been inspected or replaced at those homes, but the grounds are still a mess. In March, a judge found Flint in civil contempt after missing deadlines to get the work done. A water switch in the city in 2014 caused lead to leach out of old pipes, contaminating drinking water. Since then, more than 10,000 lead or steel pipes have been replaced. More details, SRNnews.com.